about football.
All right, you got that live, folks.
That's right, Lou. After the big podcast doing Die Hard, you're recovered after that long ordeal.
Next year, I write the script.
There you go, Lou. So we'll just pop into Bear news right now. What does Matt Nagy need to do for next year as we sit here now, Lou?
Brush up on his golf game and put his resume out there.
Ooh, Lou. I'm all for getting rid of Pagano, even though the defense was decent. I don't think they were up to their potential.
Injuries, but yeah. You know what makes a team is depth. We've had this conversation numerous times. You've heard the rant, I think, in episode 304. But don't quote me on that, because I've never listened to one.
That's good enough. My thing is always Pinto, but Pinto and Kyle Long. So
Pinto and Kyle Long. You know, yes, the cornerstones of nothing.
Well, Lou, Matt Nagy's a protege of Andy Reid, as you well know, and they're both best friends. They send each other bit emojis. Do you know what a bit emoji is, Luke?
No, I have no idea.
It's an emoji that you design of your own face. So these two men, these manly men of the NFL, are sending themselves face paintings.
Well, thankfully they're not dick pics.
Andy Reid likes to send Nagy a bitmoji of him in a Hawaiian shirt eating cheeseburgers. Lou, is that wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong.
I think the league office might want to take that up. And finally, Lee, your prediction for the Kansas City game, a night game, Sunday night football with the Bears.
Bears, 13-12.
All right, Lou. Always screwing up the over-under. All right. All right, so Lou's Sunday NFL picks. We have a guest commentator. What do you think about being in the basement, boy?
I love being down there, especially when I can keep dragging Ryan down with me.
The cowboy making a guest shot.
Cowboy, have you put your picks in yet?
No, I have not.
Why don't you do it right now?
I can't do it right
Why
now.
Why not?
Because I'm drunk.
It is 10:30 in the morning. All right, Lou. Kurt St. Cobb takes over first.
Oh!
After 5 weeks of Mr. Wilson, the rookie, being in first. Bonero gets his first Swami, Lou. Are you
Bonero? Hobby Bonero. All right.
And, of course, Phil Backer is the new Dickman of the Dickman, not knowing jack
shit about football.
That's a perfect lead-in to our League of the Week, Lou. Let's go! Major League Football, Lou. It was to begin in 2016 as yet another spring league, but a $20 million backer pulled out, and eviction papers were served to the league headquarters in June of that year. It's now a publicly traded company, Lou. You should get some stock in Major League Football, headed by Jerry Kearse, former Arena League commissioner, who bought all the Alliance of American Football League equipment. Remember we talked about
yes,
that?
Yes, yes, somebody bought it.
To start a new league.
The thread comes together, yeah.
It all comes together on Lou Dickman Weekly. The major rule change, Lou, they're going to European-style field goals. That's 4 points, Lou, 4.
Do they use a round ball?
I think they do.
Oh, no, it's the ball. They bring in a soccer ball. Yes.
So, Lou, tell me the names of the teams that are registered with the Major League Football.
As of today, we have the Alabama Airborne.
Go Borns.
The team comprised solely of National Guardsmen and active people in the military. The second team, the Arkansas Attack.
Go Attacks!
They join the football team to get shoes and play with chalk on the board.
All right.
The Florida Fusion.
Go Fusions.
They're a bunch of old people still wearing their Adidas sweatsuits. The Northwest Empire.
Ooh, go Empires.
All right, British Columbia, here you go. The Ohio Union.
Go Unions.
Go Union. Oklahoma Nation.
Yeah. Politically incorrect, Lou.
Oregon Cat.
Crash. Go Lou.
Go Texas Independence.
Go Independence.
Go for it, Texas, really. The Utah Stand. All right.
The Stands. And
last but not least, the Virginia Armada.
All right, Lou. All right. Now you have to pick your team in your fantasy multiple league against the NFL talk. What is it?
Oh, I would definitely have to go with Florida Fusion.
The Florida Fusions. Lou, you're getting close to retirement, I understand. I'm taking the Oregon Crash. The Oregon Crash.
All right.
Your question of the week, Lou.
I'm all ears.
Lou, what is your Lou Dickman Christmas wish for 2019 to the Lou Dickman faithful?
To make the perfect Lockie.
There we go. It doesn't get any better than that, Lou. Give us your catchphrase out.
Have an outstanding week.
And go Bears! This is a commission inviting you to tune into Lou Dickman Weekly every week right here. Lou Dickman Weekly is sponsored by Lou's Equipment Clearance House. If you need equipment from an old league, see Lou at the Sovereign 6202 North Broadway in Chicago. Tell him Lou equips you! Merry Christmas!